Hey, welcome to E21 Go Sports. I'm Ethan Durant, and today we'll be talking about NBA news and MLB. Brooklyn Nets have extended a qualifying offer to D'Angelo Russell, making the point guard a restricted free agent. The widely expected move Friday allows the Nets to match any offer Russell receives from another team. The Athletic first reported the qualifying offer. Without it, Russell would have become an unrestricted free agent Sunday. Russell, 23, was an all-star for the first time last season after leading the Nets to a 42-40 record and averaging 21.1 points per game. But his return is far from certain, with the Nets able to afford two top free agents and considered one of the favorites to land Kyrie Irving, who plays Russell's position. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the Celtics and Walker and Kemba Walker both intend for him to commit to a 4-year, $141 million maximum contract once free agency is open on Sunday at 6 p.m. Walker is traveling to New England to meet with Celtics officials at 6 p.m. Eastern time. The Golden State Warriors are planning to offer Klay Thompson a five-year, $190 million maximum contract when free agency opens Sunday. This is expected to accelerate the process of Bob Myers and Thompson's agent Greg Loris quickly reaching a formal agreement. Thompson and Loris have indicated throughout the past year that the five-time All-Star guard plan to return to the Warriors if offered the full five-year deal backs, and that's on course to happen now. It's gonna happen because, according to Michael Thompson, Klay Thompson is going there no matter what if they offer him the 5-year, and he wants to be a Warrior for life. In other news, Kevin Durant and Kawhi are mulling free agent options, free agent scenarios, where they get to play on the same NBA team. Two teams that they have talked that they want to be on the same team could be the Los Angeles Clippers and the New York Nets. This is because they both have spots for two free agents. And they both seem like the most likely spot for these two players, because the Knicks are also trying to get Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. That's who their reported favorites are for those two spots. The Denver Nuggets have exercised a $30 million option for Paul Millsap's contract for next season, bringing back a key player for the franchise pursuit of a Western Conference title. Denver can keep Millsap, hold on to its $9.2 million mid-level exception, and still stay out of the luxury tax next season. Millsap, a four-time All-Star, averaged 12.6 points and 7.2 rebounds per game for the Nuggets, who were 54-28 and had the second-best record in the West. And they reached Game 7 of the conference semifinals against the Portland Trailblazers. Denver has 12 players set to return next season, including a young core of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. He said, "From how I want to do it, how I want my story to be told, this is definitely the group that can help me do it. That's definitely a dream and a goal of mine. I think it's a goal for everybody, especially the younger guys." The Nuggets are also extending a qualifying offer for Trey Lyles, who will become an unrestricted free agent. A restricted free agent. Lyles averaged 8.5 points and 3.8 rebounds in 64 games for Denver last season. According to a source, the Bucks are to waive George Hill, who was a part of the team's bench mob during its run to the Eastern Conference Finals this season. Hill joined the Bucks in December when the Cavs dealt him in a three-team trade. He averaged 6.8 points, 2.6 rebounds in 47 regular season games for Milwaukee. The 33-year-old upped his production to 11.5 points and 3.5 rebounds per game in the playoffs. Hill was the first player off the bench for the Bucks, and he coined the rallying bench mob phrase. Hill had 1 year and $18 million remaining on his contract, but only $1 million of that is guaranteed. But only $1 million of that is guaranteed before July 2nd. Right now, reports are that Nikola Mirotic plans to return to Europe after 5 seasons in the NBA and sign with EuroLeague team Barcelona. The stretch four was projected to have a starting salary of 12 to 14 million on a long-term deal if he signed with an NBA team. Mirotic had a standout career at Real Madrid before entering the NBA with the Chicago Bulls. This past season, Mirotic was one of the biggest names moved at the NBA's trade deadline once again. After he was sent from the Bulls to the Pelicans at the deadline 2018, New Orleans moved him to Milwaukee on deadline day around this time. Mirotic's impact in Milwaukee was way less than expected, as a thumb injury kept him out to only 14 games in the regular season. Though he returned for the start of the playoffs, he didn't really start in Mike Budenholzer's rotation in the conference finals against Toronto. He only played 9 minutes in Game 5 of that series before not playing at all in Game 6. In MLB news, the New York Yankees, at the moment of this recording, are beating the Red Sox 17-10 in the bottom of the 7th. DJ LeMahieu is 4-for-5 with 5 RBIs, and Aaron Judge is 2-for-4 with a home run and an RBI. Well, thanks for listening to E2One Go Sports. As always, I'm Eason Durant. You can subscribe to us on YouTube for more. And thank you for listening. As always, goodbye.